Hello there, Lee Sobot at the Yorkshire Evening Post, here from Elland Road, and a delighted Elland Road, where Leeds United are off to a flyer via a 2-1 victory against Wolves and a winning start for the first time since the Whites have been back in the Premier League after two very, very hard opening fixtures in the last 2 years against Liverpool and Manchester United. Make no mistake, this was a very, very difficult fixture as well. I don't think anybody ever thought it was going to be anything different. But dug deep and recorded a 2-1 triumph after coming back from 1-0 down inside 6 minutes. Things didn't really look good at all for the Whites, given the start. They'd actually started quite brightly, but up the other end, Wolves netted through Daniel Podence. It was a mistake really from Rasmus Christensen, who was just brushed off the ball too easily by Pedro Neto down the left flank, and you know, not something you'd expect from Christensen, who started the season so well. But cross came in and a finish after a knockdown from Hang in off the bar, and you know, Leeds were up against it. They did respond though. The goal really was a feature of the high press of Jesse Marsh's team, just really in Wolves' faces in the final third and in midfield, and that led to an opening for Rodrigo, who did brilliantly to work the opening, work some space from a tight angle, firing a shot which went in at the near post. Jose Sarr should have done better really, not very good goalkeeping at all. But the place erupted and we were all square. Both teams had chances. Leeds were denied what looked like a stonewall penalty, it has to be said, when Sarr took out Christensen, clearing a free kick, looking to clear a free kick. Didn't get the ball, just completely wiped the Dane out, and don't know how that wasn't a penalty. But 1-1 at the break. You've got to say though that after the break, Leeds were really, really under the cosh. Must have been 15-20 minutes of practically constant pressure. There were some fine saves from Melier, both in that spell and other stages during the game. But Leeds kept going, and you've got to say the introduction of Matthias Klick from the bench worked wonders. He came on in the number 10 role, replacing Rodrigo, who himself had a good game, especially in the first half. But Klick just found openings, and one of those openings played in Bamford, crossed across the middle of the box, and that was netted in the end. We're not sure if it was an own goal or not. It's been given as an Ait Nouri own goal, I think. But Brendan Aaronson was racing in, and that's what's for sure, is if he wasn't there, then it wouldn't have been a goal. So fantastic play from Aaronson, who had a brilliant debut, and Leeds dug deep, and a 2-1 victory. You can't stress just how important it is to get off to a flying start. Last season, Leeds were constantly chasing the tails, really, never really getting any sort of distance away from the bottom three, but hopefully now they can kick on from here. Southampton away is next. There's loads and loads to work on for Leeds, obviously, and the transfer window still isn't shut. But 3 points are in the bag. They can kick on now, hopefully. Southampton away is next, and what a relief to get those 3 points. Great start. Leeds United 2, Wolves 1.